Hello. Greetings in the name of the Lord. Thanks for calling in. This is Ben Esch from Amherst, Virginia. So I'd like to share some of God's Word, God's eternal Word that will never pass away. These are words of life, words of truth, words of edification, and so praise the Lord that we can share these things. Scripture says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. That's a command to ponder and a command to follow. That's a big command that God's word, he would have Christ's words dwell in us richly. And no wonder, because out of our heart are the issues of life, and God's word is truth and all wisdom, and we need that. And God would have us as his children. We need to know what his will is. There's a proverb that says that it is not good that the soul be without knowledge. And so, which reminds me of another scripture that God talked about in end times, that knowledge, people will ever be learning but not coming to knowledge of the truth. And so I think we'd be wise to have knowledge of God's word, the words of Christ. So we're commanded that. So I'd like to read the parable of the sower here in Luke. This is something that has often is a burden and concern to me, for myself, first of all. But I really feel like this scripture, this simple parable that's familiar to most Christians, we sometimes underestimate the greatness or the relevance of this parable. I'll quickly read it here. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns. The thorn sprang up with it and choked it. The other fell on good ground, sprang up, and bare fruit a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And I think that cry that's good for us to receive that and ponder that statement. Do I have ears to hear? Do we really hear? Sometimes we hear the statement, goes in one ear and goes out the other. So may we be careful and guard God's word to our heart, lest it be like it's said here, that the seeds fall on a stony heart or on hard ground. And we know, I think if we know much about soil work and planting or farming, that these things are very basic, very, very true. And, I mean, even the simple fact, if you put seeds on hard ground versus soft, loose soil, it just makes all the difference in a crop there. And the same spiritually for us, such truths, deep, rich truths there. So I'll read the next section here quickly. And he said, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, and then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Which reminds me, there's another scripture that says that we with meekness receive the word of God, which is able to save our souls. Aren't those some weighty statements? When we're talking about life and death, I mean, we all are jealous for life. We want to live. We don't want to die. It's amazing sometimes how wise we want to be and smart we want to be, mankind in general, and yet how dumb we can be, because people want to live, but they don't. Sometimes we don't want to be told the truth. And so, but reading on here, and they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in a time of temptations fall away. that which is found among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word of God, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Just love to think about this. It's just so good. I just imagine anybody sitting in there, a quiet place, time of meditation, and just ponder these scriptures. So if you're one who sometimes not sure where to go to and read, this is just a good one to meditate on and let that the word of God just enter down into your heart there, and let your heart be soft and fleshly, and just like rain goes down to soil and accomplishes a good purpose. And just let that word of God soak in there and meditate on it. Let it become part of your thinking. Let it guide your decisions. And thereby bringing forth fruit, so this is just, these scriptures are just something I've been burdened with a lot, because I feel that we're guilty of it. I am. I think a lot of people are, especially this one where it says the seed which falls on the thorny ground, which when they've heard, they go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring forth no fruit to perfection. Because if there's ever a time, the distractions that are around us and the busyness, I just think we do take heed to do what it takes to see to it that this is not happening in our lives. We need to put some effort in, and we need a purpose in our hearts. If we need to make changes, life changes, then let's do it. If it's necessary, it would be wise to do it. Be unwise not to do it. If our lives are so busy and full and we don't have that time to connect with Jesus, prayer, meditation, reading of the word, if we don't see ourselves being inspired, our life being changed because of God's word, then something is wrong. The other scripture, fast forward to chapter 21, that just emphasizes it in my mind, and again, just strengthened my concern for me, for others. Jesus said here, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape to all these things which have come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Just sobering words to me. I fear that these things that just don't happen to me, don't want it to happen to you, that all of a sudden we come to end of time, end of life, and we all of a sudden realize, you know what, I thought I knew Jesus, and I talked about God, and I read about God's word, but yet I didn't know him. Somehow I missed the reality. And so let's just ponder this, and do what it takes to sit at the feet of Jesus. And let's pray for each other. And this is my heart's desire. And so that's all I have for now. May God bless your day.